Okay, so this is our 45th National Immunization Conference, and during the breakfast I had a chance to chat with a number of you, and I know on a lot of people's minds is the idea that we're going to be moving to an every other year conference. Our next conference is going to be in 2013 in Atlanta, and next year we won't have the big conference, but our conference team is going to be planning on ways to connect and keep the training going and keep us energized even without the large national conference that we have. But because we know there isn't a conference next year, even more reason to take advantage of what we have this year, which is 3.5 exciting days of a lot of different activities. We have a plenary this morning and tomorrow morning and a closing plenary on Thursday. We have featured sessions and a lot of workshops. There is an immunization question and answers on two different days. And we also have posters and exhibits that are going to be available tomorrow morning. And then we have our early morning and late afternoon fitness activities. I expect everybody at the Latin dance mix. I actually, at this point, speaking about fitness, I need to recognize former immunization director Dr. Alan Hinman, who, with his orange pen, corrected the letter I sent out to you about the change in the schedule. Apparently, the fitness event did not begin in 2001. It began in 1983. He was there, and he has a T-shirt. So I apologize for the first error related to this conference. I also want to tell you about tonight's special. It's the 15th Gerald Lynn Hilleman Lecture. It'll be at 6 p.m. in this room. This year's lecture is called Immunization, Incredible Past, Breathtaking Future. It's going to be presented by Dr. Bill Fagey, and there'll be a reception following there. Now, for anyone in this room who's ever heard Dr. Fagey speak, I don't have to tell you anything. I know that you're going to be coming. But for those of you who have never heard him speak, you will not want to miss this. It's really the most, you will leave remembering why you are in this work. I now need to make a very detailed announcement about continuing education credits. My first National Immunization Conference, I didn't read the details, and I don't think anybody got credits that year. Please be aware that in order to be able to provide CE credit for conference attendees, we have asked every speaker in every session at the conference to provide their conflict of interest information to us. If any speaker has a conflict, an announcement will be made at the start of the session. If there are no announcements at the beginning of the session, you may assume that there are no identified conflicts. And if you'd like more information or you want to get your credits, go to the cabinet room at the hotel where our staff will be helping you fill in the CE evaluations. Now I need to welcome some very special guests. Now, of course, everyone here is very special, so welcome. I also want to welcome our keynote speaker. We are so privileged this year to have our nation's Surgeon General, Regina Benjamin, join us for the immunization conference. I would also like to welcome, although I can't see him, Dr. Alan Hinman, the former immunization director and head of our Center for Preventive Services for quite a while, who is just a real treasure for the country and continues to assist. Now I need to welcome our really special visitors. They go by multiple names, including Mom and Dad. So my parents, Molly and Mike Shookit, and my sister-in-law, Chris, have joined us for this year's conference. So you have to laugh at my jokes. And my mother is the only one who's allowed to criticize my talk. So it's really special for me. I was born here in Washington, and I'm so thrilled that the meeting has come home and that my family is able to join us. So before we start the program, I want to acknowledge our conference sponsors, the Task Force for Global Health and the CDC Foundation. These sponsors have provided valuable support and assistance. And I also want to thank the External Planning Committee and the NCIRD's topic area coordinators. as well as our conference support contractor, Visions USA, and the incredible CDC meeting team led by Suzanne Johnson DeLeon. They take care of absolutely everything and really care about making this a good experience for all of you. So I want you to join me in thanking them. So you will be happy to know that I have completed the official announcements that begin the session. Regular attendees at the conference know that the session will end with more announcements, but in between, we'll be hearing from our keynote speaker. I will then present the State of the Nation's Immunization. We'll be delivering awards to many people who've worked very hard over the past year, and then if there's time, I'll be providing my poem. So we have to make time. So it gives me great pleasure to announce our keynote speaker. Vice Admiral Regina Benjamin is the 18th Surgeon General of the U.S. Public Health Service. In leading the nation's prevention strategy and overseeing the 6,500 uniformed health officers, many in this room, including me, Dr. Benjamin brings a remarkable set of accomplishments and talents. We benefit every day from her practical wisdom, garnered as founder and CEO of Alabama's Bayou La Batre Rural Health Clinic, and from the leadership skills evident in serving as the nation's first African-American woman president of a state medical society, which was in Alabama. We learn from the resilience and business acumen she used in rebuilding her clinic and her community following multiple hurricanes and a devastating fire. We are inspired by the compassion and service that have defined her life and work. We are also, frankly, wowed by her list of awards, from the Nelson Mandela Award for Health and Human Rights, to the National Caring Award, to the MacArthur Genius Award. Time magazine named her one of the nation's 50 future leaders age 40 and under. And at this point, I think we can remove the future from that title. Although the many honors she's rightly earned are impressive, there's another side to Regina that says everything you need to know about this amazing person. Dr. Benjamin's swearing-in ceremony had to be moved several times during the planning process because so many people wanted to be there. It looked to me like every resident of the Gulf States was in the Great Hall. It was actually just about 600 of Regina's closest friends from every part of her career of service. Her work and life have inspired so many, and I am really thrilled to get to introduce her to our immunization community. Please join me in welcoming our keynote speaker and our nation's Surgeon General, Regina Benjamin.
Good morning. Thank you, Dr. Schuchat. To Mike and Molly Schuchat, I have to tell you, I hope that you're as proud of Anne, who is my Assistant Surgeon General, as I am. She's done wonderful work, and she's been the face of H1N1 for all of us. And I'd also like to recognize our commissioned officers who are in the audience. Could you guys stand up if anyone happened to be there? Thank you.